Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mind of a Millennial podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Channing, and it is still Black History Month. And like I told y'all before, I am shouting out Black-owned businesses and brands that I love the entire month of February. And for today's episode, I am so excited to be talking about one of my new favorite brands that I just discovered a couple months ago called The Honey Post. And The Honey Post is ran by Tasia. She is a 25-year-old Louisiana native. Tasia is a lover of Drake, lip products, and good food. Me and Tasia are obviously twins in that regard. And she started The Honey Post last year because she was so tired of everyone taking blogging so seriously. From the topics of the content, she wanted her blog to be unorthodox. She talks about beauty, sex, food, all of that. She wants to make sure, though, that all of her content is 100% authentic. And she prides herself by never downplaying who she is. And truly, that is what is reflected in her blog. The mission of The Honey Post is to remind the readers that they aren't alone in anything that they experience and to not take life so seriously all of the time. Again, I have been loving reading The Honey Post. I'm a writer as well, like Tasia, and I love being able to know that there are other people like me out there in the world who share their experiences, because a lot of the times people who are creatives, we can get in our heads, and just people living, trying to live their everyday lives, we get really in our heads and we tend to think that we are alone. And we see so much like overly curated content, like overly curated, overly saturated content on Instagram. And The Honey Post is a blog that is real. It gets to the real of issues like mental health and along the lines of like what I just said, like sex, dating, food, all of that. The Honey Post talks about it in a really true, authentic way. And Tasia is such a light in this world, and I'm so glad that she created The Honey Post to share with all of us. So check out The Honey Post in my description below and follow Tasia and The Honey Post on Instagram. Hey everyone, and welcome to an all new episode of Mind of a Millennial podcast. I am your host, Kelsey Channing. And as always, I'm so excited to be with y'all for another week of Mind of a Millennial. This is the long awaited, you're about to listen to, I should start off by saying, the long awaited episode with my friend, Speedy. I am giving it to y'all as it is. I can't lie. I struggled with posting this episode. We recorded this episode weeks ago, so you guys might hear some references, like past references or whatever in the episode, but we recorded it weeks ago. It was a great conversation. What gave me anxiety about posting our conversation was that it was damn near 2 hours long of us just talking, me asking Speedy questions and getting his opinion and viewpoints on things, me expressing my opinions and viewpoints on all aspects of millennial dating and relationships. And overall, it was just a great conversation. But I got overwhelmed with how much content that I had. I told y'all in last week's episode, I've been recording episodes with a bunch of my friends, so a bunch of interviews, and I've just been getting so much content that I don't know what to do with, and I really don't want to bore y'all with like 2 hour plus episodes. I'm not there yet. We're still growing a Mind of a Millennial community over here, so we're still growing, and I'm not about to bore y'all with 2+ hour episodes, so I finally had the revelation after literally being in my office at my apartment, freaking out, not knowing what to do. Poor Speedy. I texted him like, oh, it's coming out today. This episode's dropping today. I'm going to email it to you. But every time I would get like nervous that it was too long. So I finally had the revelation that I can do this in two parts. So y'all are about to listen to part one of the conversation that I had again with my dear friend Speedy. And then y'all will get part two later on in the coming weeks. But I really want to give this to you guys. Again, great conversation. In the first part, we talk about all the dating terms that we use in dating. Take two shots. Honestly, every time you hear me say the word dating in this podcast, you will be blacked out drunk after y'all are done listening. And I meant to, like, every time you hear the word dating, you take two shots, not just one. But yeah, great conversation. We define the dating terms. We tell things about our lives and all such, and great content again. So right after this break, you guys will get to hear everything that Speedy and I talked about. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Mind of a Millennial podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Channing. And as I promised you guys in this last week's episode, I have a guest. And we are going to continue the conversation that I was having with you all about love, millennials, dating, all of that. I feel like he is the perfect person to talk about this with. And you know what? I'm just kind of going to let him introduce himself. So everyone, welcome my very special guest, Speedy, to the podcast.
Woo! I'm just playing. Hey, how y'all doing? I'm Speedy. No, straight out of Glen Oaks.
Straight out of Glen Oaks. And honestly, that says so much about you, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, and your characteristics. Yes, this is Speedy. Speedy and I have been friends for so long. But here's the thing, Speedy. I was thinking about how we even know each other. And you're one of those people. Like, tell me if you've ever experienced this. You just know somebody. You can't recall, like, when you met them or like when a formal introduction happened. Like, I feel like I just knew you and then we've just been friends. I cannot recall a time.
Exactly. I don't remember. I know vividly, like really sitting down and talking to you for the first time is when you was working at, what it was?
Walk-ons. Yeah.
That's the first time.
Yep. That was walk-ons. That was when I was still a server. That was a long time ago. Yeah. I've always just known who you were. I don't know. Instagram, Black You Well, just kind of one of those.
Black You Well. Everyone knew everybody.
You're exactly right. So for those of y'all who don't know Speedy, or you don't follow him on Twitter, and I'll have all his Twitter and Instagram and all the things down below for you guys to follow him. But if you don't know this, Speedy is kind of controversial. And he says this word, I would agree, but he is opinionated too, is a word I would use, about all aspects of millennials in dating. Speedy obviously is a young Black millennial male who definitely has a perspective and who's been through a lot, you know, when it comes to love, I would say, or just dating life. I feel like he does have some experience. So that's why we're talking today. And Speedy, the first thing that we're going to do, I wanted to do a little game or just hear your millennial mind perception on certain dating terms. Okay.
Yes, I gotcha.
So these dating terms float around Twitter, Instagram, and just like our day-to-day life as young people who are just doing what they can to survive or just hang on and to do whatever they're doing when it comes to dating. So the first one is, since I've literally said the word
a million times in the 5 minutes we've been on the podcast. What is your definition of dating?
Okay. Well, my definition of dating, well, it can be broken down. You know, they have the talking stage, then you have the dating stage, then you have the relationships. We have all that. But to me, dating is, it kind of have a bad rep nowadays, because back in the day, when you're dating, you're dating multiple people at the same time. You know, evaluating different people to see who's going to be the perfect prospect. But now it's kind of looked down upon, especially for women. And I honestly don't feel like that's fair, because women should have the right to date multiple guys. You don't have to have sex with every guy, but of course date multiple guys. But they got to understand, if you do that, some guys won't give you their best effort. So it's like a
double-edged sword.
But okay. Like I said, dating nowadays is, if I'm with you, I'm dating you, you're the only person I'm talking to. And then have 9 out of 10, half the time, they be lying.
Facts. I agree with you. So I do believe dating is you dating multiple people. Our generation has changed what dating is by, like, I don't know the word I'm trying to use, like making it so like monotonous. I don't know, more like you can only be with me, and that's, we're dating, and we're not talking to other people or seeing other people. But yeah, that's not what dating is. Dating is the act of going on dates. Dating is that, you know,
yes.
Dating is a verb. It's an action.
Yeah. You're filtering out different prospects.
Agreed. Yes. So let me ask you a follow-up question real quick. You just said that when men find out that women may be dating multiple people, they might not decide to give a woman their best effort. Why? And then also, but the, I would assume the person that a woman is dating would also be dating other people too. So,
because who doing the courting?
Stereotypically, the man.
Exactly. So if a woman is getting the same attention from three different men, getting all the benefit from three different men, if one person finds out, how you think he'll feel?
I feel like that's just the dating game, and you should just feel like you're dating another girl too, or whatever. Now, okay, so that's just me being logical. Maybe let me think. But I have trained myself to be a logical woman, I think. Emotionally, maybe, you know, just, I guess they would be upset.
Yep.
Or
some dudes can't handle that. Some dudes can. Some dudes know how to play the game really, really well. Mm-hmm. Some women do too. I love how women play the game.
You thrive off that, huh?
Oh, yeah, of course. Just if you sit back and if you really can catch a young woman that's thriving off dating, like dating how you're supposed to, she can benefit off of it. But she have to realize that it's a window for you to do that. If you keep doing it for too long, you'll be stuck in limbo. That's a lot of things. People don't talk about that.
Okay, wait. So many follow-up questions. Last one, because I want to move on to the next term. But what's the window?
Think about it. When a woman turns 30, you really think it looks good going into clubs all the time?
Stop.
think about it. It's facts. It's like, I don't know what it is. It's like when a woman turns 30, it seems like that dating pool is hard. So think about it. She can't date. She don't want to. How many women that's 30 years old want to date a guy that's 24? Really?
I don't know too many.
Not too many. But for a man, how many 30-year-olds know you want to see? How many 30-year-old men want to date a 25-year-old? 24-year-old? All of them. Now, see the difference? Now, at one point, you was 25.
Okay.
You had all the choices because all the men wanted to date you.
I see what you're saying. Do I necessarily agree? I don't know. But I see what you're saying. That.
You know it's true.
I don't know. So, like, I hate even talking. So, this is what you're saying. As women advance in age,
yes,
into our 30s, obviously the dating pool, it slims for us because of men. If we're women attracted to men, you're saying the dating pool slims for us because a man can be older and still get younger prospects.
Yep.
I see it. Okay.
And a woman won't go for a younger prospect.
I wouldn't say that. There are cougars in the world.
See, you see the term you just used? A 30-year-old isn't a cougar.
You're right.
She's 30.
No, but I'm saying, like, okay, a cougar is a woman who is older than, like, significantly older than the person she's dating. Thank you. Like, I think a 24-year-old man, like, are 24-year-olds men? They're, you know, as I grow older, I'm like, they're childish.
See?
No. But if I'm 31, 32, and I'm dating someone 24, I would be like, okay, like, I wouldn't, that's just what a cougar is, I guess. No?
Yeah, you saying it, you're on point with it, but I'm just saying, would you actually like that?
Some women do.
Why you think?
Control.
Yes.
And you know what?
They really think they'll be satisfied with a guy that can control, be a puppet? No. In the end, they won't be satisfied.
Maybe. I'm gonna bring a cougar on. I'm gonna bring someone who is an older woman who dates younger men. I'm gonna ask her. Cause I am personally not equipped to fully talk for the cougar community. Moving on. Mm-hmm. The term you brought it up to, situationships. How would you define it?
Okay, situationships is when you and a person are technically exclusive, but y'all not in a relationship. So y'all do pretty much everything together. Y'all do it all. But when someone asks, are you in a relationship?
You say no.
They just might like, yeah.
Oh, so I think situationships are when we elected to use the term situationships in our lives. I think that was the death of dating.
Yeah.
I think I said in my last podcast, I said something about situationships just being like, they're a trap. They're situationships to me are a trap for whoever is, and I hate to use this term, but whoever's in control of the relationship. I feel like in relationships, I don't know. Both my parents are two alpha people who just somehow are able to work flawlessly together. So I don't really know. But like, sometimes I feel like there's always like, I don't want to say a higher and a lesser, but an alpha and a beta.
You're right.
In a way. So, but that can be a woman or a man. You know, it's whoever has the control of the relationship. So the person who's in control, who's not ready to settle down, I think brings up that situationship, and it's a trap because you get that person, and Speedy's nodding his head as I'm talking. I just want the listeners to know.
Yes, I'm agreeing.
But it's the person who's in control is able to set the trap of the situationship because they reap all the benefits.
I almost agree with you until the end.
Oh, then tell me.
I don't think just because the person is in control reaps all the benefits. You know how many women are in control of situationships? But who get hurt in the end?
Everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Like even for me, I speak on a situation I was in.
Okay.
We was going back and forth for years. You know what I'm saying? And how we ended, it was my fault, actually.
Accountability.
Yeah, I take accountability. It was my fault. You know what I'm saying? And I feel as though I didn't give her enough, what's the word I'm looking for? To remind her that she's worth it, basically.
You didn't give her enough validation.
You didn't give her validation. It's that other word.
You didn't give her enough. I know the word. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Me too. It's weird. Why we can't think of it?
You didn't give her, not security.
Nope.
Another one.
Reassurance.
You know because what? I haven't used that word in so long. It was lost to me.
See, it was lost. See, I didn't give her enough reassurance.
Okay.
And that's because I felt as though that if I'm doing for someone, I didn't really think you had to constantly give reassurance. But with some women, that's what they need. Because deep down, what she's told me is the fact that she felt like she wasn't good enough for me. And I'm just like, why? She's like, you know how to do everything. Like, it's nothing. She couldn't teach me nothing. She just felt like she was in the way. I was like, I see where you're coming from, but don't look at it as you being in my way.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at it as you being on side of me and I'm showing you where to go.
Okay. Do you feel like you tend to date women like that often?
Broken women, yes.
I wasn't going to say broken.
I do. I tend to date broken women, which is it my fault? Yes, it is my fault because I am who I attract, which I was broken at one point in my life.
Okay. But, okay, self-reflection.
Yeah, I was terrible. Like 21-year-old Speedy was horrible. It was horrible. I can just tell you that. Everybody, people knew I was horrible. But once I turned 23, I started realizing certain things. And I just started growing up. I had to grow up fast, especially once I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Houston. I grew up really fast. Real world hit me in my, put me on my ass. So I got to the point and I started realizing that, I hope this don't sound bad, but women was my downfall.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that. That's so deep. So you feel like back when you were 21, 22-year-old Speedy were, and I'm going to move on to the next term, but I want to kind of still touch on situationships. Do you feel like you were the one establishing situationships?
Of course.
Women?
Of course, yes. I didn't,
and that was just out of convenience?
I wouldn't even say fear of commitment because in my situationships, I was actually committed like a fool. But I was. On my first one I ever got into, I was committed. When I tell you I was doing everything.
Oh, you've talked to me about this before.
I walked from the quarter.
You think that was just because you were naive?
I was. Young and dumb. Yeah. I was a beta, if you want to say. But
that was just the terminology.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? And but you know what's crazy? I did all that stuff and she did not appreciate me until now.
Yeah. But I think I think if for her not to appreciate you, she was just wasn't a good person at that time. I don't want to speak for who she is now, but you know, that's not a good thing to do. But moving on, because that was a good topic about situationships. I feel like we could do a whole podcast about just situationships, and I might double back and have you on, I guess, in a couple more weeks. But the talking stage, define it. Tell me what you think.
Talking.
Okay, before you define it, let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it necessary?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
You have to talk to somebody. So basically talking is before the situationships. Then situationships is before the dating. That is kind of the steps to me. It depends on where you're from.
Done how it's supposed to be done.
It's where you're from. Like, when you hear, oh, I used to talk to this person, you can't really define it.
Is it like a claim? I feel like when people say they talk to somebody, it's like their mark, their imprint.
Yeah, it is. It's an imprint. So you talk, you know, you're talking to somebody, oh, you know, that's, and you know, we where we from, you know, we turn talking to my lady, I guess. But but talking, it's just like when you get someone's number, you know, you start talking to them and then you don't go a day without talking to them.
I know. And that's the talking stage. And that is where we fuck up.
Yeah, but sometimes it's hard not to talk to this person if you're really feeling them.
You really do like them.
You like them. And then once that evolves and once y'all start having sex, you start having sex, and then that's when it evolves. Either you're going to pick the situationship or you're going to pick y'all together, relationship. Uh-huh. Okay. Now that's where things get tricky.
And this is why I feel like you really, I mean, people are going to do it anyways. I'm not saying I have or have not, but you probably shouldn't have sex with somebody who you want to really pursue a relationship with too early, but it doesn't matter. I feel like, and we can also have a whole nother podcast about how sex changes relationships or things too.
Let me tell you.
sex in the talking stage is finicky and it makes or breaks it. And I personally feel like, obviously, it could go either way. I feel like it more goes into the way of breaking it, in my opinion.
I think it makes it.
You think it makes it?
Yes.
Why?
Okay. Two reasons. Okay. Most guys, if he's feeling her, it doesn't matter.
That is true.
It doesn't matter. Like, okay, let me, like, the last kind of fling I had, I'm going to say that's a fling. Nah, situationship. Say that. We met, and then after we, well, she'd been knowing me, but I didn't really pay attention to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally, like, she was kind of planting seeds, and I'd be dumb to some stuff sometimes. She was planting seeds, like, I'm just being nice and being cordial, but the whole time she kind of like planting little seeds, trying to get at me.
What was she planting? What would she do?
Like, she used to ask me, oh, you watching this show? What's a good show? I say, blah, 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 blah. I tell her, ooh, I go about my business.
That's how women flirt.
I'm not really even worried about it because I don't know how to do all that. So then it came back and I'm just like, she just studied like every few weeks, she just dropped back in. I'm like, you know what? Let me see something.
She was playing the long game.
No, bro, you know what I'm saying? So so we was kind of discussing about something and we was gonna play she's like, oh, I wish I could have did something for Christmas. I was like, seriously? I said, you know what? Since you're a nice person, let's do Secret Santa. She's like, what?
Speedy, like, tell me you're a romantic.
I can be.
Okay.
So we did Secret Santa, and that was our first link, was a Secret Santa. So I went to the mall. I didn't say splurged out, but I did my little thing, you know. I kind of.
We hadn't physically met yet? Wow.
Well, yeah. But I mean, we had mutual friends. She saw me before. She saw me before. I saw her before, but I just never really pursued. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was our first meet. You know, then the next day, we yeah. And then after that, it was good. It was good.
Girlfriend?
Hmm?
Was that your girlfriend?
No, it wasn't my girlfriend. It was a situation. I told you.
Wait, what?
It was a situation.
But what led it to be there? Was it you or was it her? Or was it just the circumstances?
It was me. Circumstances, because I was at work. Okay. If you know my work schedule, you know I travel for work. Will I be a fool to get in a relationship? Yes. Because women have needs. Period. I don't care what anybody say. You ain't gonna be. It's hard to be faithful to a guy you ain't gonna see but 12 times a year.
Some people are extremely faithful.
Some people, that's a big sum.
Do you feel like people inherently will just cheat?
Yeah. If a woman's not getting enough attention, yes, she will. Let a guy.
I mean, vice versa, though.
Yeah. Oh, dudes don't need attention to cheat. I'm telling you that now.
Well, yeah, y'all don't need.
We don't need nothing. No motive. No nothing.
Dude. I mean, you just can.
You just can. It's just what it is.
All right. Mm-hmm. I like that though. I don't. I want a Secret Santa. Not how it turned out the way it did for y'all, but that was cute.
Hey, and then the next Christmas, I dropped a rack on him.
Oh, so y'all had a whole rack. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. So y'all had the situation for a year's time.
Yep, and after that, it got bad.
Uh-huh. It got bad. How to get bad? I just need to ask. Because my listeners will want to know how it got bad.
Well, it got bad. Like I told you, I wasn't giving her enough reassurance because she felt like I was too good for her or she wasn't enough. And I was just like, it's not really that. And then it got to the point where we didn't really mesh well. Like, I was getting aggravated all the time.
So she was one of the quote-unquote broken women you kind of attracted.
In a sense, yes, she was, but she wasn't that bad. But it's just the fact that's why I say I blame myself on that. She was a good girl. I'm not gonna even like she was a good girl. Any other guy would love to have her, but me, it was just we didn't mesh well.
That makes sense.
And I knew the person who I really meshed with, but I couldn't be with her either.
Ain't that the truth? All right. So talking stage, it's worth it, but it's the slippery slope of where you end up is what makes the talking stage, and Speedy's nodding his head, is makes the talking stage crucial.
Yes.
Into whatever. Here's the thing. Okay. I think the talking stage is the path. And then, okay, there's this Robert Frost poem. It's like two paths diverge, like, or a path diverges into like two. I think it's like the path, like least taken or whatever. You're on the path. That's the talking stage. You're walking. And then the road splits into two. And then it's committed relationship. And then it's situationship.
Yep.
And I feel like people are going, mostly people go to that situationship.
And you know why? It's because of leverage. It's leverage.
Leverage.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the control thing that we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I need vulnerability. if my future boo is listening, I don't need to play any of these talking games. The talking stage is crucial. I accept that. I agree. But once I have a sixth sense when things are going, heading into that situationship path, but because I have very much so like high respect for myself, I know I don't want that, you know, and I'm not going to fool myself into just settling for that just because I like this person, you know, they're never going to give me what I want. I'll take the road less traveled and, you know, siphon myself off from that situation. Even if it's going to make me sad and upset, I'd rather siphon it off, recoup, and then someone will come around and we'll go towards that path of committed relationship.
Try again.
Huh?
And try again.
Exactly. All right. We'll talk more into that. Last term, ghosting. Why do people define it? Obviously, that's pretty easy, but define what ghosting is and then why does it happen so often in our relationships as millennials?
All right. Let me give my point of view, because of course I'm not a woman. Women ghost because they ain't finished talking to their old nigga. You have, if they break up or they on a little skid, you have 2 to 3 business days to impress this woman.
Not 2 to 3.
You got 2 to 3 business days. Because if she still love her ex or still love her dude, she will ghost you. She will. And just point blank period. And for the people that get ghosts that you don't think they're not in a relationship, you did some shit that she didn't like, she ain't going to tell you. You just got to take your L. Take it to the chin. Mm-hmm. You might text her. She be like, man, what's going on? Blah, 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 blah. You did some shit that she ain't like, my buddy, take your L and just go on about your business, because there's no coming back from it. I've been ghosted.
I feel like that is the truth. Not the reason. I don't necessarily agree with you that the reason women ghost is because they're talking to someone else. I agree with you, though, that when someone does upset you, it's donezo from there.
So you saying women ain't gonna ghost a dude and have nobody?
No, I'm saying this is for women and men. I think ghosting happens because people are scared to tell the truth. People are scared to express themselves and to communicate. So yes, the basis of ghosting could be because someone is back with their ex, but just say that then.
Yeah, but people ain't gonna do that.
Huh?
People ain't gonna do that.
I do it. I haven't been in a situation like that, but
because you do it don't mean everybody else do it. Trust me.
But I just feel like, listeners, if you're listening out there, tell me if you've ghosted somebody before because you're scared to communicate that, and tell me why.
People ghost after sex.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Men and women.
I agree with that. Mostly men. Yeah. I feel like mostly men ghost after sex. Yes. Thank you for agreeing. Exactly. But why? It's just like, tell the truth. I promise you, I swear to God, tell me the truth. I can handle it. I feel like that's an insult to me. If you feel like you couldn't tell me why it's just not working or whatever, or just is, or that it isn't going to work. What are you scared that I'm gonna cry? Like, what are you nervous about? Yeah. I'm gonna hate you. That's what I also feel. Men don't want to, and the whole, all the sexes, whatever. I feel like people don't want to look bad in other people's eyes so bluntly, maybe, that maybe they rather ghost to just avoid that whole confrontation.
I've been ghosted like 3 times.
I was gonna ask you if you've ever been ghosted.
Yeah, I've been ghosted 3 times. It was funny too. It's funny. I was like, wow, I ain't doing something.
When you were ghosted?
Yeah, I was like, I wonder what I did.
Before you were speedy something nasty or after?
After. After.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't really get ghosted in college at all.
Yeah.
After college, I got ghosted.
One
girl ghosted me because she said I was too charming.
Shut up.
I swear. She said I just got out of a relationship. I did not want to fall for someone.
Did she communicate that or was she told
you? Yeah, that's what she told me.
Then that's not ghosting. That was her being honest.
No, she came back like a year later and told me.
Okay. I'm weak. All right. Those are the dating terms per speedy.
Okay, everyone. That was part one of my conversation with Speedy. Interesting stuff, right? We talked, you know, a lot. And that's why I wanted to make this conversation two parts. So be on the lookout for part two coming in the next few weeks. And be sure to follow Speedy. All of his social medias will be linked down below. And make sure you comment, rate, and subscribe on Mind of Millennial. I appreciate everyone who takes the time out to listen to this podcast. Y'all are truly the best listeners in the world. And I will see y'all next week with some more content. Bye.